right.
Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It's episode 570. My name is Will Coons. This is Anna Hummel.
Where are we?
We're coming to you live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
That's never right. I've never been.
Well, you've been. You're here right now.
Oh, right. I mean, before now.
Before, yeah. I flew you up. I'm on vacation this Woo-hoo. Week. I'm in Myrtle Beach. I went from some of the best beaches in the world here in Florida to a worse beach for vacation.
I think Florida has some pretty awful beaches.
They do, but they also have some of the best.
That is true.
Every
on the
year,
West
like,
Coast,
like yeah,
Gulf
yeah.
of America, great.
Right.
Other side, gross.
Yeah,
I did.
Ocean's not so good.
Yes, ocean's not so good. Was very, very disappointed by Daytona Beach.
Went
a couple of years ago expecting greatness.
Yeah,
it was. Disgusting. Filthy.
You know, it's funny because it's kind of like Myrtle Beach is like Daytona Beach.
Is
I
it?
Think. Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of got that vibe. It was featured the first experience, you know, at least in literature, if you want to call it that, was from a program called Eastbound and Down.
And, okay. Yeah. I'm familiar with that.
Yes. Danny McBride's character, Kenny Powers, pitched for the mermen of Myrtle Beach. So he lived in Myrtle Beach during that time and pretty sure it was filmed there. And it's kind of got the same reputation, I would say, of a Daytona Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, trashy, a little bit carnival-y, like random rides.
I think a lot of whites in Daytona Beach, not as many in Myrtle Beach. Is really? It's not all white.
It's a mixed bag.
Okay.
That's a mixed bag.
Good.
Yeah, it's just, I was, again, expecting greatness, and that is not what I was met with.
Right.
Because Daytona Beach, and I should have known this, because I felt like I misread. Like, it's the world's most famous beach, or whatever. It's like, most famous beach, which even that is questionable. But in my mind, I'm thinking famous equals good. But yeah. Famous can often mean bad.
It could be infamous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Notorious.
Right.
And so I get there and I'm like, I thought, and then I see famous and I'm like, right. No one was claiming this was the best beach. Just maybe the most famous, perhaps.
It's got a lot of heat. Daytona Bike Week, Spring Break. It's a big Spring Break location.
Yeah. The downtown was vile. It was gross.
Yeah.
And a big, and no offense, a big biker scene.
Yeah.
Yep. You're like, because you said biker week, and I feel like I knew that. And then I went downtown, just drove through downtown, and it was just like biker bar after biker bar. And I was like, get me out of here.
That sounds great to me.
Sounds awful.
Could be a little scary, too, depending on, you know, the clubs that hang out there, if there are any clubs, which I'm sure there are. I think there's Hell's Angels in Florida, right?
I have no idea. May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is a biker bar, is biker music, is it like 80s rock? Is that what it is? Like, what is biker music? Because I don't know. All I remember is it being loud, and there were a lot of kind of scary characters coming in and out of the bar. A lot of bandanas, a lot of weathered tattoos.
Yep.
So I just jetted out of there. But what is like biker music? I'm assuming like Motley Crue?
Yeah, that seems like it. I think it depends on the club. If it's like the Nubian Riders, perhaps it's a little more like soul. But if it's the Nubian Riders.
Nubian. Oh, yeah. I thought you said newbie, like N-E-W-B-I-E.
No, Nubian.
Nubian. Got it. Yeah. Like ebony skin.
Yes,
correct. Got you. Okay.
African-American
Nubian,
people of
Nubian
color.
Queen.
Motorcycle club.
Got it.
I saw them one time driving. It was awesome. They had like a big crew of them, like 100. It's a little scary.
Were they
too,
driving slingshots?
Some were.
Because that's like a thing for some people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you talk about the two wheels in the back and the one in the front?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or is it two wheels in the front, one in the back?
I want to say it's two in the front, one in the back.
Okay.
Kind of like the Shocker, you know?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, I got to be honest, my knowledge of biker culture is about as much as yours. So I have no experience. But when I think of, like you described, a biker, like a grizzled, older Caucasian gentleman, maybe with tattoos, a bandana. Were they wearing a
leather vest?
And did they have like a name on the back? Like a
possibly
crew, like a posse name?
Possibly. Okay. Again, it was just kind of like just driving through downtown and just kind of taking a quick peek into the bar, seeing who was coming in and out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there were any legitimate. Let me ask you this. Maybe you don't know. It sounds like you don't know much, but when we say like the Hell's Angels, is that a gang? Like, is that a register? Is that like, is that an MS-13 where like a, but
it's a club.
Domestic?
They got, I do know a little bit about this. I think they got into some issues because a gang has to have a leader. So there has to be like a power structure, like, you know, the mob.
There's not with a,
I don't know. I think there's kind of independently run clubs.
Sons
in
of Anarchy?
Cities.
Is that what you're saying? That
I've never seen it.
No, I mean, like, in terms of, like, there's just anarchy. Like, there's no legitimate power structure.
Well, I think they kind of talk to each other, the clubs. I don't say, again, I'm kind of assuming here, but I know that a gang has to have a leader. So if there's no, like, I am the leader of this group, it's not a gang. It's, like, legal mumbo-jumbo.
Got it. Interesting.
And I think they're all kind of affiliated, but different, like, different cities, different deals.
And of what I know, which isn't much, that sometimes they do like good things.
Yeah.
Like they'll like maybe kill people that molested a child.
Oh.
Which you're like, oh, that's great. Like, thank you for doing that.
Like, I was thinking more like toy drives.
I'm sure they do that too, but I feel like they do a lot of vigilante justice stuff.
Yeah.
Like off the books stuff where you go, well, you shouldn't have killed that pedophile, but also thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I'm not sure how common that is, but I've heard that rumor. Again, I'm kind of, I don't have any knowledge.
Me neither.
So I'm kind of talking out of my butt. But I definitely seen toy drives.
Well, that's nice.
That's definitely a thing for Christmas.
Toys for tots and just like the scariest men you've ever seen.
Yeah. And they collect toys and give them to charities. Probably two toys for tots for kids for Christmas.
Sir, are you a skinhead? Anyways, here's a teddy bear for the toddlers.
Yeah. Nice. That's nice. Nice thing. It's hard to denounce that.
Yeah.
But I will admit this is a pre-recorded episode. We, I had to go. And I spending some time with my future in-law family, which is good. Gonna hang out for a week on the beach with my future mother-in-law and brother-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's gonna
and
be good.
And maybe sister-in-law.
Yeah, and future sister-in-law as well. Yeah.
You guys get along quite well, it seems.
We do.
Family. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be nice to spend a little time. You know, we spend a lot of time in Amelia Island where Julia's father lives, and I feel like I've gotten to know her dad a lot, and like not as much with her mom
because she's farther away
in Greensboro.
Yeah,
so we don't get up to Greensboro quite as often as Amelia Island, so it'll be a good chance to hopefully bond a little bit.
Do you think your body is beach body ready?
No, it's not. Well, you know what, yeah. Everybody is beautiful.
God, I knew you were going to say something. And,
I mean, I'm going to take my shirt off. I've finally gotten to the age, even though I'm disgusting, and I look at myself in the mirror and be like, you F word.
So many F words.
It's a lot of F words at once. How dare you? Look at you. But you know what? I mean, whatever. I'm trying to improve.
You are.
And
how does it feel to know that it's not working?
It's very frustrating. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I told you I stepped on the scale for the first time. I've been going to the gym I'm not going to be going this week. Mm. Well, maybe the place has a gym. Ah, no.
Just walk around.
We'll definitely be walking around a lot. So
great.
You know, and I don't know how much drinking I'm going to do.
Probably a lot.
I feel like I sort of have to behave because mother-in-law is there. I don't want her to think that.
Right. But you're also an amazing drunk.
That's true.
You're very good at being drunk and concealing your drunkenness.
And she'll have a drink or two. You know, Julia will have, well, Julia probably won't because she's not feeling well. But and her brother-in-law doesn't really, I think he's a beer guy, though. So maybe we can drink beers and I can like hide a bottle. Maybe like a real alcoholic.
Yeah.
And then just go take swigs throughout the day. I don't know. I mean, I've been good, though. I've cut way back on the booze and during the week. Weekends, I feel like I've drank way less over the past few weekends than I normally do. Like, I could put a hurting on a whiskey bottle, you know, do get a half bottle down in a weekend, if not more. Like, kill a whole bottle sometimes in a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do that this past weekend.
Good. Did you drink at all?
Yeah, I had a little bit, but I felt like it was much less.
Good.
Than normal.
Improvement.
You know, being in a different location like Myrtle Beach, that may change. I don't know. And eating is going to be tough. Eating is going to be like, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
What do you mean? Eat so much?
No, like when you go on vacation, you're still in your routine.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
You
food
know,
wise.
I give myself a little, you know, I elongate the leash a little bit.
Right.
You got to live.
Yeah.
But also I don't want to feel like garbage.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like looking like that. Especially if I know, here's the thing. If I'm like going to Denver or something and it's cold, let it eat, literally. Mm, but if I'm like trying to be on the beach in a suit.
Right.
Then no thanks.
Yeah. And you don't really drink. So that's not really. You have a few seltzers. But
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not a weekend thing. I probably drink these days maybe once quarterly. Four times a year, maybe five.
Mm-hmm.
That's about tops.
It's, you know, it's tough because if it's just a thing where, like, if we're, I don't know what's planned. I don't know if maybe we're going somewhere to, you know, take a hike or a walk. You know, they're all nature people. So maybe we'll do that one day. But if we're just like on the beach, it's going to be really hard not to just be like, well, it's 11 o'clock. Like, when are we going to start this thing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't really like sitting at the beach all day.
I don't really either.
I know you don't, because you disappeared one time.
Yeah.
When we went to the beach, I remember it was the time where I was friends with another guy named Will.
Mm-hmm.
And we called him Black Will and we called you White Will.
That's right.
And I like how we didn't just call anybody Will. Like,
yeah.
You know, we didn't, it wasn't going to be Black Will and Will. It was Black Will, White Will.
Yeah.
Which I appreciated.
Yep.
And you just disappeared.
Yeah.
You left because you don't, I mean, you're not that you're super pale, but you're really not like made for the sun.
I'm much better now. Like, I've got a pretty good base going already.
Yeah.
This year.
But you burn.
I will burn.
You will burn.
Oh, yeah.
I've
seen
you, Chris.
And I don't believe in sunscreen.
Why?
I just think it's bad for you.
Probably is, but is the sun worse? You know?
I mean, I think no.
Sitting in the sun?
I think if you.
Avoiding the sun is certainly the best.
No, I think you need sun.
Limited amounts of it, I mean. Not just like baking in the sun.
Take breaks. Yeah, you go out in the sun for a little bit and go sit in the shade for a while. Have a drink, maybe.
I'm thinking about buying one of them like swimsuit burkas. Have you seen this?
No.
It's like if you want to go swimming in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, let me pull this up.
It's like it's essentially just like a wetsuit.
Uh-huh.
With the built-in hijab, you know what I'm saying? For Muslim women.
Okay.
See, sun protection. You probably don't need the sunscreen because maybe, you know, God only knows what's in the sunscreen that can give you cancer.
Right.
But you're also not getting cancer from the sun because you're protected.
Let's pull it up. Let's show.
So I was thinking maybe one of these.
There it is.
Sporting one of those at Clearwater Beach this summer.
Yeah, I like that.
How does that look? Oh. Nice. Let's
put that back. There we
go.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I did get a like a skirt that you put on and it has a hood on it and it has SPF protection.
It has SPF protection. You're okay. But you have to obviously wear.
You have to wear the shirt.
Yeah.
But it's just a long sleeve, like, you know.
I think I know, like kind of like a fishing-ish shirt. I've seen them.
It's got sun protection in it. So, yeah, I'm a firm believer. I think the sunscreens. I don't want to get my channel banned here, but I think they do more harm than good overall. I also saw one thing that hurts, only about 22% of sunscreens on the market actually do anything. Hmm. Let me see if I can find that story. We don't need to see the lady with the burqa, right?
No.
Google. I know I saw, I think it was WFLA sunscreen. Sunscreen burqa. No, yeah, there it is. 22% of sunscreen brands are effective. Let's share this.
Well, which ones, please? Can you let me, they're like, they won't tell you. Like, well, this is useless.
Yeah, it says, let's see, only 22% of sunscreen brands help defend your skin from harmful UV radiation. A study done by the Environmental Working Group shows that 2025 Guide to Sunscreens evaluated more than 2,200 products and highlighted the top-rated options and pushed the FDA to modernize standards. According to the study, 498 out of the 2,204 products met that criteria. In 2025, they said that many sunscreens fall short by offering misleading claims about protection, using outdated formulas, and some even containing, that's my concern, containing ingredients with potential health concerns.
You're not the first person to I've heard this before. And most people say, like, the best thing you can do is, like, expose yourself to a little sun, but then after that, like, wear a hat, wear a shirt, like, cover your skin. But if you really need to get the sun or you're going to be in the sun all day, like they say you should wear some sort of, you know, UV protection.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a trade off, I suppose. Right. Like, what's going to kill me first, the sunscreen or the sun? So pick your poison.
I honestly am not sure. I know that there's some people out there that I've heard on other programs that say that sunscreen actually causes these cancers. And not
wouldn't that
sun?
Be a scandal? Yeah.
You know, and they use evidence like, well, what animals are getting skin cancer?
Do a lot of them have like protective fur?
I don't know. I mean, some. Right. But, and I don't really, again, this is something I don't really know a lot about. I don't want to.
I got you.
This is more of a gut. Most of my decisions are made by, yeah, that sounds right. So I'm going to go with that. So I haven't worn sunscreen in a long time because I feel like things like zinc oxide and titanium dioxide, squirting that all over your skin, getting into your bloodstream, it just doesn't sound
good. I mean, you wear cologne, right?
No.
Like you don't wear cologne?
Nope.
What do you wash yourself? Cologne. What do you wash yourself? Do you wash yourself with like some organic soap?
I don't go that far. I should, but
brush
no,
your
I
teeth?
Use like
Can
a nice...
Can you name all those ingredients? You probably swallow a little bit of that.
I know, but just... You know, limiting some definitely helps.
Okay.
As opposed to, yeah, I'm just using Aquafresh, you know, for toothpaste. I'm washing with, you know, a Dial, you know, something.
I understand. Basic. But you also have a phone that, you know, emits radiation. And you use a microwave.
We're trying to limit.
I get it. I get
overall.
It. I get it.
It might help. And I would say that squirting zinc oxide and titanium dioxide all over my skin, getting it into my bloodstream. It just seems like it's not good. It's also not good to get UV rays on your skin. Maybe that seems like it's pretty natural.
I think it's the dose that makes the poison. Because obviously you need a little bit for like vitamin D production.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's I think it depends on the UV. Is UVB is the bad one, right? And then like UVA is all right. UVB protection. I feel like B is bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
It says that in the, right there.
According to, high SPF sunscreens provide only slightly more UVB protection than lower SPF products. So the SPF thing doesn't matter either. I've heard that. I heard that the higher number for SPF was actually just a time that before you had to reapply. So an SPF like 60, that meant an hour.
Mm.
A 10 or a 20 meant 20 minutes.
I wasn't sure about that, but I do know that like the higher it gets, like it's diminishing returns. Like 60 or let's just say 50 isn't twice as good as 25
mm-hmm.
SPF.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I don't know the formula or what exactly the number is. I don't know if it's related to the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it really makes that much of a difference after 30. That's what I was told SPF.
Yeah.
Which is the sun protective factor. Is that right?
Sounds right.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, it looks like the zinc oxide and the titanium dioxide are the only thing that works. So you have to have that in there, which I just, you know, much like anything else, it's like a trade-off. Like, do you want potential this stuff in your bloodstream? Like, how often are you going? Are you using it every day? Like, if you use it every once in a while, it's probably fine.
Yeah.
But if you're using it every day,
probably not good. But then if you're in the sun every day and that UVB, those ultraviolet rays penetrating your skin, messing with your DNA, causing cancer, can't be good either, right?
Yeah, no, I'd say that's right. I don't think we're equipped to be out there all day, every day, you know, during daylight hours.
Oh, back to the, you said other animals don't get that. Mm-hmm. I would say that, like, most other animals die relatively soon after they're no longer reproductively viable.
Yeah.
Like, we should all be dead by 30, but because of technology and medicine, we live way longer, and then we get wrapped up with stuff like this.
Yeah.
Well, and cats, domesticated animals, have our diseases because we feed them bad food.
Yeah.
So dogs and cats will get...
And by the way, just so somebody doesn't fact check me, according to Google, animals can't get skin cancer. Dogs, cats, and sun exposure is a major risk factor.
Yeah.
So it doesn't say... It just says dogs and cats, which is, to your point, domesticated, you know.
That, creatures. But also, like, you know, all these other animals in nature, they're probably getting eaten before they get the cancer. You know what I mean? Like, they're prey. You're like, well, why don't the mole rats get it? It's because they die because the falcon
reptiles
eats it.
Do reptiles get it? Like, tortoises live 100 something years.
I don't think they get skin cancer. I don't think they get a lot of cancers, to be honest with you.
Do tortoises
that's so random.
Get skin cancer from the sun? Yes. Tortoises can develop skin cancer from sun
exposure.
So maybe
they need some SPF in their life.
They need some titanium dioxide right in their eyeball.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you just made that up.
What?
You're like, well, other animals don't get skin cancer. Well, apparently they do. And not just the domesticated ones.
I don't know. They say, I'm sure it's possible, but is it a trend? Like humans? Probably not.
Probably not as much. If you're just talking about skin cancer, I think that there's a lot of animals that get it. As far as like other types of cancers, I think that's mostly a human thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a lot of cats with lung cancer, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, it says it can get. I don't know. But anyway, my gut feeling is that I don't want to put the titanium dioxide on. That's my personal choice. I'll probably pay the price for it down the line. But I got a sun shirt. SPF, it's like wearing sunscreen. It's just a shirt.
It's long sleeve.
Long sleeves, got a hood on it.
Okay. Are you going to wear that?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. With a little hat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a little sun hat? Do you have a little round sun hat?
Yep.
I have one of those. Zoop.
No zoop. But I do have a nice, you know, it's kind of a, I need to find like a real sun hat. Like maybe I'll get to go to
a J-Lo
surf
hat.
Style or something and get it. No. Like one of those goes zoop.
Oh,
and it's like big and got
I have one of those. I have two of those. Love them.
They're good.
They're great. You look goofy. You do. But I love looking goofy. So it's on brand.
Perfect. So that's interesting. We went to a weird schedule there. But listen, like I said, this is pre-recorded here, and we are going to do just our half hour today because we've got to do a live stream right after this. We got gifts to open. This is in the future now that I'm saying this, so I shouldn't even mention it. But what I do want to say is head over to hmbradio.substack.com. You can get some bonus content over there. It's very cheap and help support the show. You get the podcast early, uncensored, audio only, and it's at your disposal, hmbradio.substack.com. There's a free option as well where you can get the podcast earlier than anybody else for free. And of course, Radio St. Pete is here on 6, like I think it's a weird time. It's like 6:10 or something.
Like 6:05.
6:05.
On Sunday evenings.
Sunday evenings.
I'll be there tomorrow, by the way.
You mean?
At Radio St. Pete. Sorry, it's not. Last week. I was there last week.
You were
week.
There 13 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You do a lot of work for them.
I sure do.
Yeah. That's good.
Shout out to Nanette Weiser.
Shout out to Nanette.
She's doing a lot of great work. Yeah. Same with Joe Bordeaux.
Uh-huh.
And,
And Jay Kolb, even though he doesn't like me.
Jay Kolb. I don't know if Jay Kolb likes me either. It depends.
Yeah.
You know, it's I don't think he dislikes me. I don't know if he likes anyone. That's how I feel.
Yeah. That's probably a fair
assumption. Did you get an email a few days ago? Probably not.
I don't know. Tell me about the email. I might have.
Well, It was very long, and it was about the board and how to manage and what to do.
I should have gotten that then. I am on the board.
I mean, the board, like the board, the mixer. Yeah, sorry. Yes,
no, I didn't get that.
And I should read
it. Did you mess it up?
I don't think so. I was the last one on the board.
That's then you did that. If there is an email, if you were the last one using it and then an email got sent out,
yeah,
that was you.
Yeah, I figured. But again, it was like, you know, it was kind of like, make sure all the faders are down. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You know better. You know better. Of course, all the phasers have to be down.
I did that, but there's a lot of other nodules. And yeah. I feel like if I return those back to baseline, if the next boomer that comes in, they're going to be like, why is this on mute? Why is this on mute? I can't hear anything. And then, so that's why I like to leave those settings as is, because that's what works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I pull all the faders down, but there's like a bunch of, you know, knobs and mute buttons up there. So I just try to keep that the same, but now I know that that's not the way to go.
You know, it might be different because I don't know if they have like musicians plug right into the board.
They do sometimes, but
maybe that's what it is.
Perhaps. I will just take a picture as soon as I enter the room.
Yeah.
And snapshot it and then make sure it's just the same when I leave.
Right.
That's
the go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the money for sure. Mm-hmm. Before we do go, though, I did want to, you know, this is kind of an evergreen thing. Did you watch the Tom Brady roast?
All 3 hours of it.
You did.
I did.
I did not see it.
Oh, it was pretty good.
I don't have Netflix, so, you know, it was one of those things. I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny and cool. You know, it's Tom Brady.
It was great.
Adds a Tampa connection there with the GOAT.
Yeah.
But I guess, I remember after it happened, there's a lot of controversy because, you know, it split up with his wife, and some people said some not nice things about her and him. Obviously, it's a roast.
Yeah, and also just the content was spicy, way spicier than, you know, most people would think Netflix would allow.
Right. And I guess that he kind of felt some remorse after he confessed on Logan Paul's podcast.
At first, I thought he was being, a B-word. But then when I listened to it, I felt differently.
But I haven't listened to this yet. So let's play this real quick.
I regret that my kids had to, like, you know, it's tough on my kids for sure. Because I don't think they're at an age. I kind of went in there. Look, you don't know what to expect. And I love laughing at myself. It felt like I was in the locker room. And the harder people go at me, I'll actually love it.
It's the psychopath in his home.
Yeah, it's just like if people make fun of you, then I know that I'm good with them. You know, and like I said earlier, I don't take myself too serious. So, but I do understand, like, for my kids, that was really hard.
Yeah. It was a massive show.
Massive hit. Yeah.
And you said that right after the show too, that you felt.
Yeah. And I didn't realize, you know, like there's some things the parent you fuck up and you don't realize until after, like, you know, and we're not perfect parents. Like, and you'll see as you grow up, like there's no perfect manual for it. And like, you got to evaluate yourself as a parent too all the time. So even though I really enjoyed the show and the performances were incredible. And like when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, like it was electric.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Like we got done. Everybody was on cloud nine. And I think that moment I'll never forget, you know, and then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day. Oh, man. And I was like, I felt like, you know, a stake through the heart, you know, understandably, you know,
were they mad, sad?
They're protective of their mom, of their dad, you know, of everybody, you know, they're just, what was the point of that? Why did you do that? So it's just, you live and you learn.
I mean, I think that
it's fair.
It is, but also at the same time, you can show them what a roast is and how it's like actually kind of a love fest, really. I mean, you say mean things, but it's all, you don't let, if people aren't serious during it, they're jokes.
Yeah, but also there were like, what, 11, 12, and their mom like just got pregnant by some other guy, and they're going to have to go to school, and everyone's making fun of their mom being a whore, and you know what I mean? Like, I kind of get it. Yeah. But when I first saw that, I'm like, man, Tom, like, what a, like, little baby, you know? Mm-hmm. But the other word, but yeah, I was like, what a P word. And then I heard him say that. I'm like, okay, like he was cool with it.
Yeah.
It was just like his kids didn't love it, which fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Sure.
And especially you got to think like they're preteens and teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't even want my friends to know I had a mother when I was 14.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't look at me. Just drive and text me on my Nokia cell phone and I'll come down. Do not wave at me. You know, so then you have something like this happen to a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Parent. I wonder
if it's different, though, if your dad's like Tom Brady and your mom's like the most famous supermodel in the world. You know, they're kind of, I mean, they're cool, like objectively cool.
That. And they're probably just like used to it, like their parents being a topic of discussion. But also when they're talking about like, you know, the sexual stuff, I imagine was probably pretty embarrassing, especially for the boys, like his sons.
That's true.
So,
well, we are out of time, Anna. We got to get going. Back to the beach we go. I'm glad you were able to make it here to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, it was great. I'm going to just take a dip.
Yeah. There she goes. And we'll catch you next week, full episode with the bonus time at hmbradio.substack.com or willsyoutube.com, hmbradio.live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can join us and join the show, the chat. We got super chats up and all that, so you can contribute that way. And we encourage you to do that. We appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week. For Anna Hummel, my name's Will Coons.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.